Oh yeah, there was one level in Modern Warfare 2 where you just mow down a bunch of civilians in an airport.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah.
Damn, what
like
the
that's,
fuck?
That's what you have to do?
Yeah, there's it opened, you're in an elevator with this giant fucking machine gun and then the doors open.
You get a video. You get a video instructions from Hillary Clinton.
No,
directly.
You're following this Russian guy. He's like, don't say anything in Russian. And then they just start gunning you. Like the computer players start just murdering civilians in this airport.
Holy fuck!
And then you have to just start shooting them. Yeah, it was intense. I remember playing it. And I was like, this is fucking awesome.
It's an airport and they're like waiting to go like,
yeah, it's just people. It's like imagine walking into an airport and then just gunning down like hundreds of people.
What?
Yeah, you have to commit a massacre.
That's pretty
funny.
My
cousin is a tester for them. Yeah. My cousin Jared, yeah. For Call of Duty, yeah.
Nice. He plays video games. Adam's cousin, like, Subway Jared, runs in the family. Yeah. You know?
It's not Subway Jared.
It's nice they let him work from
you
jail.
You met him in LA, didn't you?
I don't remember going to.
He just plays video prison. Games 8 hours.
We didn't.
A day.
We didn't go to prison in L.A. to see your cousin.
Is that where he is?
Jared.
I thought he was somewhere in like in Indiana or something.
No. Okay. He's my cousin Jared, not Jared from Subway.
yeah,
he
the new one is back to
Jared,
World War II.
The Galleria of Child Pornography. That should be a separate crime. Is framing child pornography.
Like on a wall?
Yeah.
Like in a beautiful...
Could you get away with putting like child porn in an art gallery?
Well, that was... Yeah, if you've ever been to like a... Seen like...
The answer is no.
I don't know. How much would it have to be art? What if it was a watercolor?
No. I mean, I don't care who it is. If like an artist tried to put a photograph of them fucking a child like, in an art gallery, there's no way.
What if it was
would...
Photoshop?
That's still illegal, I think. Well, it's
is
like a,
CGI
it's a, it's,
child,
it's a, yeah,
child
it's a weird
legal?
First Amendment issue. Yeah. In like 93, it was like, there was a case that was, Ashcroft versus like the Free Speech Coalition that decided either whether you could or couldn't have simulated images. And like the free speech argument, which like I kind of support, is that if something's simulated, then there's no victim. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't ever be able to say this thing I created out of nothing
right.
is illegal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like the counter argument is that it enables pedophiles to continue being pedophiles, and that just seems like bullshit to me.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
that's
I don't,
bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they are pedophiles. They're not like
yeah, yeah. And then the problem is that once things get more realistic, it becomes hard for like law enforcement to determine what's real and what isn't. Mm. But like even then, I don't think that should be a reason why something should be illegal.
So what
is
if we
it
have
legal or illegal?
Right now, I think it's legal. Up
okay.
until a certain
All
point,
right.
they changed the laws around.
I
where,
feel like it, they have a lot of
well,
that
that's
in
good.
Japan.
That's good because I don't.
Well,
wanna...
it's illegal in Canada. There was that guy that got arrested for bringing Simpsons porn into Canada.
Right,
yeah, even if you have
that.
Like a rudimentary drawing,
uh-huh.
But Canada has all sorts of thought crimes.
Yeah.
I mean, like the U.S. is like really the only place where we have like a constitutional amendment that says you can say
mm-hmm.
whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I'm glad it's legal because I'd lose a lot of money on my gallery. Opening next week.
What?
I've personally drawn Bart like fucking Lisa's mouth.
Sure, sure.
Half of the set list I've written out, you know.
Of course.
If you go to like view Renaissance art though, like
mm-hmm.
a lot of it is just basically child pornography.
Child porn.
Sure.
It's the quote unquote baby Jesus as like a baby with his
this
baby genus.
Oh
Jesus
yeah, and half of that shit had to have been created by
four
pedophiles.
Well,
right.
yeah, for a priest exactly
oh,
to have
shit.
In his fucking office or whatever.
Yeah, you think they wanted to fuck
the Catholic
babies?
Church commissioned
damn.
Child pornography by some of the greatest artists in the
and
world.
And here's yeah. John the Baptist
and that's also,
as
long
a hard 7 year
religions, old. Just a reminder that Jewish people currently suck off infants' penises.
Yeah. All Jewish
in
people.
In the interest of
every
fairness.
Single...
Adam personally has done it. In the name of Yom Kippur. That's what actually. Kippur means baby penis. And Yom
is
Yom.
No,
no,
no. It's actually pronounced Yom Kippur.
Kippur is the end of the child's penis. It's not the entire penis. Get it right.
Yeah, that's the part you suck off.
Yeah. It's a...
Damn, that's crazy. I never thought of that. Boys.
Yo, that's what... Yeah, I went to the Cloisters, that place in Washington Heights.
It's a collection of foreskins that Adam sucks on.
But yeah, you see all this like Renaissance art, and it's like, oh shit, like these perverts just like paid for dudes to paint really ornate, beautiful portraits of God as a baby.
Yeah.
Naked.
No, that's like a point of contention people had with like the ACLU, is that the ACLU is kind of like... more on the free speech side when it comes to child pornography laws.
Nice. Who knows anymore, though?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now that they won't defend Nazis, it's like always like a weird thing. Because, like, I mean, like thinking about it,
they won't.
The only thing that should be illegal is something that harms somebody.
Right.
It shouldn't be like evidence that a crime had happened.
Right.
You know.
Well, what like you can't yell fire in a movie theater because that will directly encourage like a stampede.
Wait, wait, what are you talking about? I'm confused. What should be illegal? Just if you actually harm someone.
The thing, like, possession of like, child pornography, right?
Yeah.
Like, the crime that happened was the creation of child pornography.
Right.
Because, like, somebody's, like, fucking a kid.
Right.
Then the argument for why possession of, like, evidence of the crime should be illegal is that pedophiles use it, and pedophiles have, like, a... antisocial criminal impulse, and that the pornography enables that impulse and would lead them to harm the kid at some point. You can't make an argument that the material pornography itself is something that's like does something bad. It's just evidence of a prior crime.
Yeah, but it is, you're sort of supporting that crime in a weird, or I don't know, you're driving up the fucking...
But even if you support a crime, like if I were to go out today and say Stephen Paddock was right, it was good that he, you know, shot up that, even like unironically, if I were to say that, that shouldn't be criminal.
Right. Well, wait. So,
but I don't know, if you're consuming, only, if you're consuming child,
you're saying the only problem with child pornography is that it would encourage further behavior.
Yeah, that's like that. That has to be the I would say the legal argument as to why it shouldn't be.
Is that I wonder
the people,
what it is.
The people that use
it. No, it's an actual kid that got fucked, though. You're looking at something that's fucked up.
And yeah, but if you had like a video of a murder, let's say they had already caught a murderer, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody had been murdered. Let's say you had like the video of OJ witnessing whoever actually killed Nicole.
See, that's different, though. That's different,
the video OJ
first-hand
took. First-hand
witnessing.
He had the video he took
the
of the guy.
The secret video he actually has.
Yeah. Of the guy who actually killed him.
And it's before you say it's different, it's not different at all. There's a victim.
No, it is different because you're not... if you watch that video, you don't fucking get hard and are like, because you're hard, you're going to murder someone. But if you watch that shit, you do get hard and you might fuck a kid.
No, if you're not a pedophile, you're not going to see... If you're not a pedophile and you see child porn, you're going to be like, that's fucking gross.
Right, but we're saying... But it's the kind of thing that's allowed... That might get people like, maybe I'll fuck a kid.
No.
If you watch porn...
You think if you saw child porn,
if you're already a pedophile, not... No, but...
He's saying if you're already...
If you're a pedophile... Like, if you watch regular porn, right?
Yes.
And you don't come, aren't you horned up and you're like, maybe I'll go fuck a woman? It's the same thing with like a fucking pedophile.
Okay, but if somebody had sociopathic impulses and would murder somebody and they watched a video of a murder. In fact, most people that are like, you know, serial killers will research murders and will look at snuff films.
Oh shit,
prior
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like
then yeah, don't show those.
And
I don't think that
should be
illegal.
Are snuff films illegal?
I don't think they are. If
they're not.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, if it's like you have evidence of a murder, if you're like watching, you know, a murder video that's unsolved and only you have that video and the police find out, that might put you in like a situation where,
right.
I'm
an investigator.
Yeah, exactly. You would be under investigation, but if it was like the murder, you know, like the Bud Dwyer video, I mean, that's a suicide, but like any video of like a public murder.
Saddam Hussein execution.
Yeah, the Saddam Hussein execution.
I watched that.
Damn, they found my man in a spider hole with a fucked up beard and shit.
Yeah.
Saddam deserved to go out like a soldier.
I don't know. The point is like those are like the areas with, in terms of freedom of expression, where it's like, you know, questionable and you really have to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a lot of...
Thinking's gay,
I have
though,
a lot
you know?
Of empathy for... that group of people. It's the worst kind of person you could be.
Who? Murderers?
In society. No, pedophiles.
Oh. So you're saying
you're
you
coming
are
out as pro-pedophile.
Adam's a pedophile?
Adam's a pedophile. You heard it here, folks.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that sucks. If you genuinely want to fuck kids, like, what do? You're mentally ill.
You probably get an apartment and that your friend rents out to you, and you get a TCL TV. You have a pit bull named ISIS. Those are the things.
You get a girlfriend to throw people off the scent, but she lives in a different city, so you have time to beat off the kids
you
on your own.
Girlfriend that she's here money right now. To pretend. Listen, my secret can never get out. That I quote unquote sympathize. That's the group I have the most sympathy for is pedophiles. Not people murdered by police.
There's refugees right now. Puerto Rico still doesn't have potable water.
I didn't
say
I have the most sympathy for them. Children is who I have the most sympathy for.
I didn't say that. I never said the most sympathy.
For the record, I have no fucking sympathy for pedophiles. I just care about freedom of expression.
Oh, I have sympathy for pedophiles. You're mentally ill.
So there's a lot of people that are fucking mentally ill where their impulse isn't to fuck kids. Sociopaths.
It's not their fault.
Sociopaths don't, or psychopaths don't choose to be psychopaths.
What do you do? I gotta be honest, this is a strange fucking...
You don't fucking murder people and you don't fuck kids.
Okay, but like, what do you do if you legitimately want to fuck kids?
This is a strange...
You don't fuck them.
No, I'm saying, how...
What do you do if you legitimately really want to murder people?
No. Don't cut me off and like... characterize my argument, because you know you're not...
I get your argument. It's just a strange one.
What do? You tell a therapist? You say, I want to fuck kids. I don't know what to do. And what do they tell you? There's no medication for it.
There is. Depo-Provera. It works very well.
What is it?
Your sex
castration.
Life. Yes, chemical castration. But it's just Depo-Provera shots. It's entirely reversible. It's not like... You
just can't get boners.
It's not. It doesn't do a fucked up thing where you become a different gender.
Remember when?
I guess it's like shut up.
Most disgusting of all of the.
Remember when they used to do that to just gay people?
To gay people in general.
That guy, what was his name? Turing. He was smart.
Alan Turing,
and he was just gay. And
the imitation.
Like, well, listen, you helped us out. We're just gonna cut your fucking balls off. And
I don't think they cut him off.
They cut
a
part of his balls off.
Didn't they chemically castrate
him? Yeah, that's cutting a part of your balls off.
Well, yeah.
And you have to talk like Mrs. Doubtfire now, probably.
I guess that would be pretty fucked up if the government, like, mandated. They're like, well, if you're a pedophile...
Yeah, but think about this.
We can chemically castrate you.
Think about this.
But, like, legitimately, that is probably the only solution.
But also, they could all become singers.
Singers?
Because when you're castrated... Castratos. Yep.
They could start a pedophile...
I don't want to fuck kids anymore.
They could start a pedophile... Right? Men's chorus?
Yeah. I don't want to suck.
Yeah, that was the crown
balls.
Jewel of Italy was men with their testicles.
The castratos.
That's why opera started, dude.
Yeah. That'd be
too many Italians were pedophiles. They had to make a whole industry.
That's the action. The real group Adam has the most sympathy for is the guys that don't want to fuck kids. They just want to cut their balls off because they love the opera so much.
The Vienna.
No, I am not a pedophile. I just love singing. I cut off all of these boys' dicks and balls so they can be better at singing.
The Vienna Boys Choir.
That's actually the new Mario game. That's the gameplay you're so excited about, Adam.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited about the magic
Switch
hat. I explained
Mario's magic hat that cuts off boys' balls.
No, his hat.
It's singing him to sleep in the crib that Adam sleeps in, by the way. People don't know that at home, Adam.
His hat is like a character.
Is it like an open world? Is it like GTA Mario? That would be tight, dude.
It's
I want to do the cheat where, remember that thing that has eggs, that lays eggs?
Yeah,
what's that shit called? Blinko?
Mushrooms.
Blinky or some shit?
I don't know.
Maybe you could fuck its nose. And it's got lipstick and shit. You know what I'm talking about? The one in Super Mario 2, the one that was like actually just another game they stole? Or was that 3?
No, that's 2. You're right. It's it was like Togi Dori.
Yeah. I loved that game. People didn't fuck with it. I loved it. But remember that little egg thing that shoots eggs at you? And you just have to hop on it?
Yeah, the bird.
Birdo.
Yeah,
maybe you can fuck a sexy Birdo.
I thought that was
Mario.
Yoshi's wife.
Ooh, it should have been Yoshi's wife.
And, I mean, if eggs come out of its mouth, you know that means it's a pussy.
Oh, shit.
So his mouth is for sucking dick.
Wait, Yoshi's a boy, but he lays eggs?
That's
Isn't
like
that a
you.
Girl thing?
You're like a boy, but you have a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
To lay eggs out of.
So fucking
funny. I don't have a vagina.
Yeah, you do.
I have a penis.
Incorrect. Wrong, bitch. Another you have
Adam's
a pussy.
About, Number one thing Adam's wrong about is liking pedophiles and thinking that...
Adam Friedland, staunchly pro-pedophilia. Yeah.
Come on.
You just said it.
I did not say that.
You sort of did, though.
No, I said I have sympathy for people that
whatever,
are like...
man, look...
It's, you said the group I have most sympathy for.
No, I didn't say most sympathy.
Yeah, and first I'm of all, you're sure a group, you so you implied that they've all teamed up to fuck boys.
That's right.
In your mind, that's what you like.
Oh, shut up.
Think about how much more kids we could fuck if we split costs. They could scale up.
Both of you completely agree with me. You're just teasing me right now.
I mean, I don't agree with you.
It's a strange thing to come out strongly towards.
What?
For.
Why?
I don't know. Because I don't give a fuck that we've been talking about fucking kids for like 40 years.
All I'm
minutes.
Saying is that like...
I don't want to keep talking
it's
about
the worst,
this.
It's the worst. It's the worst kind of person you can be. Society loves murderers.
Not
we
really.
Love, yeah, of course, dude. Tony Soprano.
So, your argument is okay. Your argument is not that the crime; it's that society doesn't
cool.
find. Yeah, fucking kids is cool.
Yeah,
no one's like hell.
That's
yeah.
exactly what I.
There's
think.
No girls that are like I'm obsessed with pedophile shows.
Yeah, and society doesn't love murderers
with
they,
serial rapists.
Yes, they do.
No, it's a fictional. It's
we're obsessed with murderers.
That's definitely a type of girl that's like I love serial killers.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
they're like Ted Bundy girls.
Serial killers because they like to be dark or whatever.
Right,
you know?
Right,
it's
right.
like a very boring, dumb girl thing to be into, is serial killers.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam, that's why Adam's into pedophiles.
Yeah.
That's his hipster version of being into serial killers.
Jesus Christ.
Who are your favorite? Top five. Top five pedophiles. Adam.
Come on.
Name them.
Woody Allen, Roman Polanski, Subway.
Okay,
Jerry.
First of all,
that's a top. That's a strong three.
First of all, Woody Allen not guilty. Second
guilty.
Of
go
all,
ahead.
Roman
next.
Polanski.
Here's the thing: Woody
guilty.
Allen not guilty of molesting. I think that's bullshit cooked up by Mira Farrow.
I agree.
What he is guilty of is marrying his
yeah,
daughter
that's
that he
and,
fucking raised
and
his
doing
wife's
a bunch
daughter.
Of bunch of art where it's like, wouldn't it be cool to fuck a teenager?
So
that's
what?
Manhattan. Dog, the guy did some fucked up shit. There's no way Woody Allen hasn't done fucked up shit.
I mean, Roman Polanski dated Klaus... He beat the case... Or he didn't beat the case. He fled
yeah,
the case
still, yeah.
in the United States and then moved to Europe and then started dating Klaus Kinski's 15-year-old daughter.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's fucking
like,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. So those are the people you empathize
she
with.
She did look good, though.
Oh, come on.
She did. To be
you are
real.
Coming at it strong with problematic
the title of this
takes.
Episode is going to be Adam is definitively a pedophile.
I'm not.
This has been a truly interesting performance. It's a good app.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're going to love this one online.